Buckminster Fuller, the influential thinker and futurist, is known around the world for his big ideas and his inventions, including the geodesic dome. But now the Massachusetts native is coming home in theater, thanks to a new one-man production at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
The play is called R. Buckminster Fuller, The History and Mystery of the Universe. Writer-director D.W. Jacobs spent 5 years researching and writing it before its San Diego premiere in 2000. But now, a decade later, he says staging Bucky's story in Cambridge is another matter.
It's quite disarming, actually, to bring him back home after thinking about this place for so long.
Fuller was born in Milton in 1895. He flunked out of Harvard not once, but twice. As a kid, he swam at the beach in Marblehead. These are some of the things we learn through Jacob's play. It's a vast, kind of quirky biography on stage.
Why are we here?
Fuller, played by veteran Boston actor Thomas Dara, wears the thinker's signature three-piece suit, bow tie, and thick black-rimmed glasses. We meet Bucky the architect, the engineer, the utopian philosopher, the loving father and husband.
Oh, I courted her through thick and thin for 2 years.
All of it's delivered as an intimate sort of lecture to the audience.
Now, everything that's going on between you and I here in this room, you see, this is metaphysical. Yeah. What we call understanding is utterly metaphysical.
Bucky also tells us stories about his life in the Boston area. References to New England are seeded throughout the play.
He had a very strong feeling about his roots, yeah.
That's Allegra Fuller, Bucky's daughter. As he was writing the play, Jacobs consulted with her and other members of the Fuller family. Allegra admits, at first, she was wary.
It certainly was a strange thought to consider seeing somebody else being your father on stage.
Now she's used to it. The play's been performed dozens of times in other cities. Allegra's seen six productions, meaning six Buckys so far, and says Jacob's script gets her dad right.
It very much gives the sense of his many dimensions. My father was always, at one level, was always a surprise.
You can't pin him down. He's not one thing. He's not just that black suit.
Thomas Dura is the actor playing Bucky Fuller in the ART's production.
I was surprised the first time I was actually inside the script, and he describes this experience where he found himself in Chicago with his feet not touching the ground inside a shimmering kind of sphere. There was this whole sort of mystical experience that happened to this person. It's just surprising.
It's been mentally exhausting for the actor to wrap his head around Bucky's mind-bending, often highly technical concepts, and then memorize all those lines.
This is a tough role. It's a 66-page monologue.
Scientists, in the century before ours, would look at stars and think that they were always fixed right there. That there was, in a sense, instant universe.
And while Bucky's stargazing can sometimes seem heady or esoteric, Dura has a funny story that shows how the futurist is still relevant and all around us today. One recent night after studying Bucky, Dura flipped on the TV looking for something kind of mindless. He stopped on Paula Abdul's show, Live to Dance, and the actor couldn't believe what he saw on stage.
They had constructed a giant geodesic dome. It was huge, and it was called their special dance dome. And it was, and I thought, I can't get away from this guy.
More seriously, though, Dura has grown very fond of Bucky, whose heart was huge and who firmly believed in our ability to reinvent ourselves and the world around us. Dura feels a sense of responsibility playing Fuller and says doing this show in Cambridge definitely feels like a homecoming.
This play has been done in Oregon, it's been done in Washington, D.C., it's been done in Seattle, in various places, Chicago, but it hasn't been done here. And I think this audience, this group of people, it's his home. And he says, one of my favorite lines is, you know, I really loved coming home.
The ART is on the corner of Brattle and Hilliard Streets in Cambridge. Buckminster Fuller's grandparents lived on Hilliard, just down the street. Bucky, who died in 1983, is buried in Mount Auburn Cemetery right next to his wife, about 2 miles from the theater. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.